procedure concerning the early part of the paragraph. Scope of the field of the of course, very limited, but it's only negotiating the Chaim. That Kefil, here the situation is different. Broadly speaking, it's comprehensive, with two kinds of reservations. One is that which you have in the mother, if you have Kalpat the Klal, of course, those who are inclined to Rosh in that way, so we have to conform with the qualities and characteristics of details that are cited, and pretty much the voice says everything which is double without leaving Maman conforms with that. And this is a pattern which we find here in the similar sugyas from Sira from Zayim, we've got the Shamim, we've got the Nayanan, it's something different. This is, and then there's another day which appears in more later on. You already touched on this is the Darshan Riwuyim Yuti, so then you don't have an overall list of specifications that need to be met, qualities, characteristics, but you have a comprehensive klal, and then single cases which are either Mitzrabe or Mitzmae, particularly not a whole subcategory. Very simple case. In this connection, we dealt with some details concerning the questions come up in the Shinim about Shtoris, Avonim, and Karkois, Vatim, Toshba, and Tugat Ekdish, the question which you have in Tesis, 22 Mutim, both Leiva and Murve Seish, and in fact, it says that there's only one Mute, the Ramim, we saw there are two, and discussed. Halakha Prime suggests that the views are for two different reasons. One has to do with one would have to be the case of Kachuv and Gabais. If they were to be careful, the money would go to Hekdish. The other case of Kachuv Mizbeach, which are fundamentally in his understanding to be viewed in some respects as a property of the Bailim, versus the Bailim Filchos Kachuv, the Bailim also in. The Nevavim is. So that's a separate mute. Explained in some sense, the backdrop there might be two different kinds of mutim that you have with Gat Hekdish, and one mute of Hekdish is analogous to Avonim Shtos and Karkois, namely the Chepsa of Hekdish is one which is excluded from certain parshas, Dvorim Shein Bahem. The various halachos which you mentioned, Mishneh Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Metzir. And on the other hand, the Hekdish also goes together with Akum. The Mute of Akum is one which relates not to the distinctive quality or the identity of the object. Nichse Akum is not different inherently, qualitatively, from Nichse Yisrael. But halachos don't apply when you deal with an Akum. And Hekdish also excluded in that way. I mentioned that whenever we find Mutu of Hekdish, we have to ask ourselves, is it Smaid, in terms of the Chepsa, in terms of the Bible with whom you deal? Sometimes in the same area, it can be one of the both. Take the example of Baba Kamer, where Hekdish could most sure it's Smaid across the board, is the Mute, because the Bible of Hekdish is Chayiv, is excluded from the Parsha, either as Nizik or Mazik, or is the Mute. Because the Chosim, which is Nichse Hekdish, are Nismayit. And here, of course, it can be the difference between whether Hekdish is the Nizik or the Mazik. Tas Nizik could be either. Tas Mazik, maybe there the Ptur is more Ptur in the Bailim, and not in the Chepts of Shir Shin Hekdish is Mazik. Question left outstanding, I mentioned that. We have in this case two miutim. In other areas where similar pturim exclusions occur, you only find one ptur for Hekdish. And then you have to ask yourself why here you require two to cover both kinds of cases, and the other only one. For that I haven't already answered, but here I put the question at the end. That's pretty much what we have reached. The Gemara moves on to try to work out the overarching principles which appear to be the Nebuim, some of whom relate to our Mishnah particularly, and others of which relate to analogous to other areas. Of course, the Sugya which deals with this, we have in part the overarching concerns, bringing back Klal Pat Klal in one way or another way, and some of the mechanics of Klal Pat Klal come into play. So these are the shittas that you see in the Gemara. But anyway, the Tevutim would deal with Klal Pat Klal, or the Gebuya Muti, as you have one day in the Gemara later on. And of course, there's also, and this we've got to several areas, with regard to Kefir, which is the beauty subject over here, with regard to Shavuah, which comes up as well, to the Tehid that's got a Mustaf Shavuah, and other areas, the Chur of Shamrim, of Ainoah, various other areas. This is one kind of issue, and then other particular issues come up, which are dealt with in the context of the Sugya. It's en passant, one halacha, another halacha, which can be dealt with independently on their own merits, not necessarily as one particular item in the overall picture of the Klal Pat Klal. One question which comes up with Sashenim is, I want to say Doshi and Mishrim. But the Ran says the Hashtag Dam is called the Buya, called the Pati Lomali, so you have a comprehensive sweeping halacha. So why do you need these specific details to mention? So the Mahir says it's not the Klal Pati Klal, it's the other approach. We Muti, Chad Muti Kag, Chad Muti Avadi, Chad Muti Shtaris. Salma, we don't share the Mesuyim. I call Aveda, it's for the Allah of Tate, that's going to be Aveda, deal with that later. All right, this again is with Shita, that you don't deal with Klal Pat Klal, but individual exemptions, you got to each. Question comes up with the Shem here, what went to the Sadoshi and Mesuyim, and its significance is the two planes. One is first to understand the halacha of Doshi and Mesuyim itself. The other, with what that identified, the other is to see the interplay, the extent to which it's coincidence or divergence between two areas we're talking about, Kefil and Shavuah. And what Doshi and Mesuyim? So Rashi says, that clearly identified El Siman Moshe Patur B'Kefil. The question which comes up over here, of course, is not the easy one. Kato Shedon Shem B'Sim Yish B'Siman is familiar to us from where? Shabbos Aved. Then what distinguishes that Don Shem B'Siman, people don't know how to find it, never quit. That we understand have to do with the whole process of Aveda and the extent of the Chiyuv that they imposed. We got those Shem B'Siman. In two possible respects. Number one, maybe those Shem B'Siman is not of the Chiyuv. Or in terms of some limit upon the extent which they imposed upon the Beit Aveda, after all, he hasn't chosen this, and there's an imposition upon him. Position in the narrow sense, in the broader sense of making life difficult for him, and in a more specific sense, imposing status, We know previously already, we'll see later on again, to find the Shemir, Shemir Aved. So, obviously, Adrosh Chichoy said with regard to no Shemir Simen, likelihood that it will be found, be covered there, is also a basis on which you can return it. It's one of the ice men, the Rabbanim, the Machlis Nigmar, but in any event, the prospect of being able to return it, the Simen is there. No shame is Simen, so the likelihood of being able to return it is very slight. And therefore, the headache which is greater, having evaded, is much greater. So maybe for that reason, the Taras. However one understands this, however one sees the relationship between the two, the Chura says, no, I'm going to be careful. Okay, was that a question by Veda? Rashi here just says, I'm sorry, I'm going to share my Sima, but you put to me careful. Tesis quotes the Rashi, and yes, Rashi, yes, we see my Sima. It's a good question. What does it mean by the Simen HaSim? The direction which the answer has to come, I say direction because even after I'll explain what I have in mind, what I think is implicit in Rashi, it still will be difficult to understand. But at least to sharpen somewhat what Rashi apparently is assuming. Well, let me just preface this briefly with a general statement. I have to take my word for it. Oh, here it is. Kvobiyahu, this is the Rampak, Gimel Alchid, Kvobdalit Mesashini. Kvoban Shemasir Mamon Gavoahu. Fikach, and Omrim Shagonim Asashini. אינו שם תשמי חיפל וגוזלו אינו משלם חומש so the advice says that over here בכל עני ראי הוא כתיב ולא הקדש אבל הקרן משלם דומה משיש לו תגנו זאת אומרת גבויה so you don't have to pay careful as a mute but קרן he pays. What this means, of course, we'll deal with the subject of Hashem Gavir later on, get the Sugas of Chesam Chesam Tess. Means, in some sense, Mamma Gavir doesn't mean totally belongs to Akdish. Hashem doesn't totally belong to Akdish. You go to Mamma Gavir, Mamma Gavir belongs to you, but its status as Mamma Gavir circumscribes your bailus. You can't do whatever you want with it. So, because it's Mamma Gavir, you can't do what you want with it. Because you can't do what you want with it, it's Mamma Gavir. It's a reciprocal relationship. Or you have such a situation, the fundamental bias is there's a keren you get, but since the bias is not total, somewhat impaired, careful you don't get. Why I mention this is a paradigm of what? No possibility of what? We don't have to speak of bailus in absolute terms. It belongs to you, it doesn't belong to you. One of the things we learn in course, we learn in the Sirmas Shem is that the bailus which is degraded. Total bailus, partial bailus, partial be not shutfis. Qualitatively partial. That's what Mangavei is all about. I spoke last week of Kolmas belonging to Ekdash. You can't sell it. It belonged to the Bailim. Kochim is bare. You can't sell it. So it's not totally yours. The period over here, since it's Moshe Mangavei, the Rambam didn't say because it's Kedusha. But he said the Kedusha is such as your mind. No, the Rambam said Mangavei. So Mangavei means in some way, your own balance is limited. It's what you can do with it. Fundamentally, it's yours. But what you can do is circumscribed. And therefore, there's no kefil. Kefil is a period, according to Rashi, according to that Rambam, kefil is where the mastery and control is stolen. Consequently, I think the part of the model for Rashi over here is, and this is the Chidush in Rashi, specifically, the Chiddush, the minor premise, not the major premise. Rashi apparently assumed the Lachav Hashem is the Rashi Rabbeinu with God to the God of Hashem is Simon. It's not because of the incidental reasons that I mentioned previously. But you're Megayish, or it'll be hard to find him. To some extent, when him is Simon, the grasp of the body, the holding up upon the object, has been loosened. When I say loosened, I mean it's almost loosened in practical terms, but loosened also in juridic terms. When I say juridic terms, what I mean is in Bailus in some sense the legal concept, an abstract concept. It's an abstract concept which can be torn loose from the reality. If you have a balloon that flies to heaven, you have a balloon in heaven. You have no balloon anymore, it's not yours. If a ball falls in the middle of the ocean, it's gone. There are gradations of this, and we have the Suit of Samach Vav, we'll see that. Degrees of control, degrees of bailus. Total loss of control is a total of bailus. Partial loss of control, use a partial eradication of bailus. You know, you still find the bailing, but it's not total hands-on bailus. So what Rashi understands, Doshim Besimin, which is out there somewhere, you lose it, so the bailus is not mufki totally. So the bailus comes along, he has to be signed, he's able to deliver the object, and stops home and give it to him. But his grasp, his sense of access, of mastery, of control, sort of has been vitiated. And when it's vitiated, that erodes in some respect the technical, legal, juridic bailus. Consequently, if there was such a model, that's why it's sort of what that Rambam. Bailus is partial. Kared Yuchayev and Kefir Yopato. I believe the Kohen Terach is where Doshe Mesimin, that the Aveda is not just the exercise of Aveda. It means it's a recognition of the fact that the Mesimin, it's already something Ovud. Something is totally Ovud from the Baili Avudim Menem Kolodom. So then the Zohi Veshov Saveda belongs to you. It's the Gemara later in that depth of course, I will learn it. If it's Avudu Emenu, Kole Avudu Mikol Adam, so the bailus is not totally eviscerated, but it's affected, it's impacted upon, it's limited. Limited enough that there's no cave. Rashi, if I understand correctly, is understood on the basis of two premises. One premise that partial loss of control, that where there's partial bailus, there can be partial chiyuv, care about that careful. And secondly, the doshe b'simen is partial loss of control, partial loss of bailus. The question, I'll just give you an example. We'll learn later on, sugyas, because the doshe b'shusay. Gozer des Yeshua Beilim. So, was ist das Schneem Lichem Lagdische? Wo ist Rabbi Yochim, steht wo wie Pasch? The Beilim can't be Magdisch. The Gozer des Yeshua Beilim can't be Magdisch. That doesn't own it. The Nixel can't be Magdisch. He owns it but doesn't possess it. Again, the discussion is with regard to whether or not, in such a case, in case of Aveda, guess there was another case. In case of Aveda, can the person who lost it, can he sell? Or take another example, with regard to, of course, working against all these mitzvahs akosu, but of course, it means more than mitzvahs akosu. With regard to Yerusha, so Bechor gets two chalokim, Bechor Shei Matzile. Bechor is Ram and Raivid, Bechor is Chis Nachlis. אם הייתה להם להביא מלווה או שהייתה לו ספינה בים, יורשים כאחד. ספינה בים, זה also loss of control, not quite navigated. זה לא בכלל שיהיה מוצר. זאת אומרת, זה קצת בגזרה, זה קצת מבין, בכלל יש לי מוצר. But it can be taken, and some do, to mean that grasp is lost, ספינה בים, and therefore זה לא שיהיה מוצר. So Rashi is the two premises. Of course, that invites the question, according to Taisus, what's the question? Rashi is based on two premises. Challenge Rashi.
Which one of the premises challenge?
Reject one of the two. Either Taisus thinks that Aveda is the seven says the gospel of Sage Rasim or Shavas Aveda, but it has nothing to do with the loss of control. The bias is total. Or there's things that distinction between Karen and Kefil, either it's yours, it's not yours. You don't have this intermediate status. All right, that could be. Other.
Maybe can you suggest that the problem isn't the Ba'alut, but the status of the Yana. We're talking about Kefil, so you already spoke. It is Moda, doesn't pay the Kefil. But here, the tviyah of the Baal Bayit is very weak because there's no siman. For instance, time is pikadon, the or something like that, we have a problem. So it's not a hoda'ah, but it's somewhere in the middle.
You would have to obey them, and they would have to be signed, and they know the object, then it could be made.
How? If there's no
chance
siman,
to fight.
You would have a problem.
It must be the three sign. Three sign is not a sign. Sign means that you recognize an object without being able to have some singular identifying mark. Yes. Taisus himself, his name is the Riva, something else. We should have joined the Doshim in the Minshko, Lapui by Smolei, Masati, the Hokism of Malawi, and Mashiach to the Naito. Don't have defined quantities, see a part. They said this is a Doshin Mitzvah. Now, this is a Chidush of no less magnitude than that of Rashi. It's not mentioned in the Gemara anywhere. This infers it, apparently, since the Rosh Hashanah got to Shavuah. What did they find him? Study Darshan and Salma. What does this mean, Darshan and Salma? The Salma, the Darshan, with regard to Shavuot? Or Salma, the Darshan, with regard to Kefil? Here we come up with a question in which, in terms of Shainim, the interplay between Kefil and Shavuot in this context. The scope of the Shainim could be, in theory, one of three. either includes Kefil Nishpur. Same parasha. Or that refers to Shavuot alone, but not to Kefil. There are many other instances of things which are part of Shavuot and Chayef Kefil. Not of Shnos and Kakoyes, those who survive from both. But Moshe Tzalok of Shnei Kesef, which goes to many Rishonim, so Shnei Shnei Tzalok only made of Mikzis. Eidechod, the Gemara says, even with God Shavuot Pruta, but the taste of the is that the Chayef Shmuel is the Shavuot of Mem. Got the Shomer, big Bachayef Shmuel is the Shenim, of Ben Ephraim and the Reef, and amply discussed the Reef, the Ran, the Ramban, all of them discussed at great length over there. But did anybody, did we ever hear that it's not like a being of Pekodin? You can't give someone a Pekodin, it's worth less than Shtek Yasef, Chas V'Shol. What, it's not okay for God Shtek Yasef, we never heard. So, the scope of what's nismayet from Kefil from Dinev Shomrim is considerably less than the scope of that which is nismayet from the Halach of Shavuah. So those Shirim Shirim is part of Shavuah, but Kefil Yechayv. But that Shirim will go further. If you open the Rambam, Yechastei V'Nitin, הנה פרק ה' אז ואלו דברים שאין שבו אליהם לתורה הקרקעות והעבדים השתות והיתשות that quartet. What about לא שאלה מסוים not מיל משכמינים that he talks about the beginning of פרק ד' but listen to what he talks over there אם הדבר מגסת חייב שועה מן התורה אז שיתנם דבר שמידה ומשקל ומניין Yodelo b'midrash yodelo shkola b'minyan. He gives examples. What is the formulation of the Rambam over here? Where is the halacha said over there in Mishkan Minyan? Ben Mimiktsis. This can be viewed as Yosek Asuv or Zadin in Besin Svarit. So it's quite simple. If you have a mikzas, part of what? Mikzas of what? So you need Mishkan Minyan so that you can speak of a fraction of something, of an integer. But in Rav Shitz, only the name of mikzas. So according to the Rambam, it would be hard to learn the Roshin and Mesuyim with regard to Mishkan Minyan. Inasmuch as the mute over here is either a mute of Kefil or a mute of Shavuah generally, unless you assume that this is only a mute of Medim and Mixis, and that's the market for it. I don't think the taste assumes that. Third Shah, which taste quotes, something which is not a kli. Chatzirim and chatzirag is maidlu mikefil. Here again, you run up against the problem. If we're dealing with, what are we dealing with? Are we dealing with chiyuv kefil? Chiyuv kefil is on the keli? Are you thinking it's not chiyuv kefil? Have you heard such a thing? What do you hear with? Is this a kli? It's not a kli, or half a kli. And if it's not a kli, and I don't know, it's just a piece of garbage, you're also chayv. Chayv kef. So kef, you know, is a mute of kefil. And this, we never heard anybody is chaylik. With regard to Shavuah, also difficult to understand. You know Shavuah, but they're a little bit easier. As I said before, the scope of kefil is much broader than a Shavuah. Could it stand in one vein within the context of many mixes? mentioned before, there's a lot of need value of shtei kesef. However, Moses and Shavuos and Kedushin of Yudalev, Shavuos the firm of the Beis, says the Tessim of the Beis. Without the Kel, you don't quite shtei kesef. It's two Kelim and Mashiach. Mashiach is also enough. How far down do you go? Some say you don't even require Shrei Pruta, as long as it's a Kli, but Pasuk is in Shrei Kesem Kelim Nishmo, it's in the Kesem of Kelim. So, Kelim are the Chayim Shvua, not Pateras, a strain of Kesem, instead of their own. So, Kesem doesn't have to be a Kli, Kli doesn't have to be Kesem. So, less than a Pruta, it's not Kesem. What do you care? Another shame said, no, it has to be Shrei Pruta. Shrei Pruta is not only a problem of Kesef, but a problem of Mammon. And the Mirut is the Gemara is only, you don't require, you don't require Shtei Kesef, which is Shtei Boyes, to much larger sum. If we're talking about that, then we have to ask, what's the Kli? And those shame, Shrei, Chatzri, Chatzri, Egois, the Gemara appears in another context, the context of Chlipim. Chlipim requires a Kli. So Mishnah says, Ayu. So Chatzim Chatzayaga is not a Kli. That's the Gemara in Bavitsir. That in the base. So there we understand it. Here likewise, why Kesef Kelim? So if you add a Doshed Mesuyim, which is worth more than Shtei Kesef, Chayav Shvuah on the Tekel of Kesef. If you want a Tekel of Kelim, which could be a minimal amount, then the Mishnah Mesuyah would be out. But again, the question is, to what are we talking about? Are we talking about Vayimikse specifically, or Shvuah generally, which comes up with regard to Mishkan Minyan, comes up here as well. In other areas, you don't find there's such a loch that you require, unless you assume, as I said before, that requires Shtei Kesef with regard to other shuas as well, and therefore it has to be a Kli in order to be Chayv Shua Lassim Shtei Kesef. This is discussed in the Ramban about Metzir, and Shnikabetzir is quoted. The Ramban moves around about this issue of Kefir Shua, and there is definition of Shein Mitzri. What we've seen so far, though, is a question with regard to the scope of Kefil as opposed to Shavua. And secondly, with regard to Shavua itself, the possibility that some Shavua is yes and Shavua is no, which would be difficult to understand this in our Gemara. But in principle, there can't be such a thing. Now, the understanding that we have, of course, in the Mishnah, but Metzir and Ramah subsequently is clearly that while there are certain halachos which are specific to Beit Mikdash, Ramah means Mishkan Minyan, but certain Shem Shtei Kesef, but the general halacha that you might Avodim Shtaros Kakoyes and Ektashis, that is an overall halacha, but all of Shavua happens to relate to Kefir as well. But to be careful aside, as far as it is with regard to Shavua, a non-careful, non-grave in context, there you never come to Shavuos. But is it possible that once we begin to scale down our Gemara, the Miyudoshin Mitzvah, and we wanted to attain the possibility, not like Rashi's Patev and Kefil, not Rashi's Patev and Shuvah, but Patev and particular Shuvah, many Mixes, which could be the case according to the Hashem, according to Rambam's view of Midim Shlominian. So maybe, who knows? Maybe out of the Miyud, Avon Shtaz and Karkois, and Ekdeshias is also Miyud, only in certain Shavuos, not in other Shavuos. This possibility arises in the Shanim. I'll mention two examples. According to the previous occasion, Rambam Shita was got to Pesheik and Mazik. Quoted in order to establish the possibility, premise that Kakoy is the Rishmira, the Rechiva Shomu with the Rishmira. We got this question today that has got to be covered. The Ravid, the Masik and the Rambam with regard to Sheik and Mazik, but it's two Asogs, we only look to one of them. The Rambam says that Pesheik Mazik, therefore, some Shema Kakois, that he's Pesheik is Chayiv. So, Raivin is two Asogis. The second Asog is, it's not so that Pesheik Mazik. If Pesheik Mazik, we watch she invite him to spot him. Before he gets to that, though, this is simply what he says, Lapi Svarer, with the Raya Mashiva Bailey. Before he gets to that, the Rabbi says something else. Even if what the Rabbi says is correct for Sheikh Mazi, Shumechina no one is about to tell the Toshu of Pasha. Sheikh Pasha Mishalay. Mishnah says Shemachin and Nishma, but we got the word Shos and Kakois. Mishnah Shu is Mishnah Bometzi. Why not? So the Ibid understood the reason Shemachin and Nishma. What is going to be Nishma? You Nishma if you want to patty yourself. If you're in a situation in which you did A, B, C, D, you're chayiv, and you could tell you didn't do any of those, and therefore you're patur. So you Nishma in order to back up your claim. That's what Shemachin and Nishma. So basically, Shemachin and Nishma means, as the Mishnah says, Shemachin and Nishma is the second of Mishalim, but it means it's Zafkoi for the Parash of Shomer. And in line with Taisis contention, Kiddush Mekesim Kiddush and Nishma, there's no Peshik Masis, there's never a Peshik Masis, because you're not a Shemer. But he says, according to the Rambam, that what the Peshik Masis, and the Peshik, and the person receives the Dakois is a Shemer. So why not Shavua? Why not Shavua? Altamaisa. It's a very simple explanation. The Rabbi talks as if the only reason that Shemachin and Nishba, he doesn't have a what to swear. Of course, it's a Nishba, it means Nishba because Kakois is a Mufke for Shavua. So it has nothing to do with. When he's chayvet al shemir ana, he met to zeh shemichil anu meino nishba al tanato shelo pasha shereim pasha mishalem. So let him swear that it was not pesheir. So the Ravid knew, of course, what I'm telling you. V'im nafshecha lomar alo lev miktzat shivelei shalem v'abichil anu meino nishba. Come back and you tell him, what do you want? What are you asking me about why Shemachin doesn't swear? Shemachin doesn't swear not because he has nothing over which to swear. Because Avoy, Kakois, etc., etc. I'm Mufkim Shavua. If you are made of a mixtis, it's not be a Shem altogether. It would also have to be part of a Shavua. Even though certainly, if indeed he did whatever he did, he'd have to pay. So it's a separate halacha. The Shavua these things are extremely sure that are going to nishma. And that, of course, removes the Raivitz Kashi. Why is Nishim Echim Suwe? The other Suwe was no Shuwa and Karkois, but not because you're not Peshay Kibaz. If you're tiny that, he said, well, I'll come back so Suwe, I'll have to back away from that my first Kashi. But I have another point to make. I'm going to Torah, Klara Prat to Klal, Shumer Chilak, Klara Prat to Klal, Shumer Sachar, Ma Shumer Sachar, Miet, Eilu, בעיקר את השלומים שנגנב דרייב לא סוגי זיתפת מפעים ולא מן השבועה לבדה השומר חינם שמיד את אלו אף מעיקר את השלומים מייתן ולא מן השבועה לבדה just look at the שם סוחר his specific תשלום בגנאי ובעבד so the mute is not just the שבוע it doesn't swear שוחר למשל even if it was the exam is part of paying. Likewise, with regard to Shemir Chinam, it's of course not only from Shavuah of Bshia, but Achiv Tashuvin of Bshia. The Rabbi doesn't press us as to whether he assumes that in both cases, Shemir Chinam and Shemir Sachar, it's of course from the status of Shavuah, or it's of course for all Tashuvin. But in any event, this is a question you ask about the Rambam. But the Rambam says this, his initial response to the Rambam was different. His initial response was, if Shemir Chinam is Chayv Mashiach, let us swear over Mashiach. And he says, you're going to ask me a Kashi Benjamin Mitzvah? I said, okay, so I'll not let him. But he himself apparently was satisfied with this possibility that Shemir Chinam, that Shuas HaShomrim, you potter from Kakois, etc. And then possibly it's a local Ptur Shvur, or it's Afkoy, which is Sadz of Shemire. But in other cases, when we make the Shemichayim to swear Kakois. So before we quote cases in which the Shemichayim to swear Kakois, Ptur Shvur, and Mitzvahs, no Ptur Shomri, we hear about the case called the Raivid, as a Ptur Shomri, but not a Ptur, it may be Mitzvahs. Rashboi in Shavuos, Mishnah Ben Beis, raises another possibility, but that, what it's said its status is, I have to look at the Gemara for a moment to see. Gemara Mitzir Davov, I don't know, so I guess I'm coming to us again. What is it Shema has to swear? The Gemara says it's three Shavuos. I want to answer the question which is the right, which is the bottom, which is the Shavuos, which is the Shavuos. We plug them as the Shema with regard to this. But we'll just take the Gemara at face value. That is about coming to you. אני חושב שלוש שורות משמין אותו, שורה שלא פשעתי בה, שורה שלא שלחתי ביד, אם הוא שולח יד, צריך חייב את הסגזלן, אם אני בזדת פשע, שורה שאלה ברשותי. I swear is that it's lost, nothing's holding on to it. This is the shorts. The Hashmoy says the impression conveyed from the Mishnah says that Shabakhin and Nishba is that Nishma and the other things as well. There's not only the Nishma Shalosh Bashati, but also the Nishma Shalosh Rakti Bayad and Shele Bashusi. But he's not certain that that's certainly that's the case of him. What you have over in the Hashba, it's a reflection of what you have in the Raivet. Perhaps only Pshia is Pufke, why must we have Pshia? Because Pshia is not means to swear, because he's part of him, he was Pshia. But he was Shalech Yad, or if these, if the object is still in his possession, so then certainly he's chayv mamas, he has to pay. So that makes us the right, that's what maybe he has to do in Nishba. So you begin the same thought, maybe these things are not mufki from Shavua. The only reason they're not mufki from Shavua at all, the only mufki from the Shavua of Shomrim, because the parasha Shomrim doesn't apply better than the Chiyuv. I presume neither the Rebbe nor the Rashba says explicitly, the Kabbalah we discussed last week, I presume it doesn't apply to Hektish. Maybe you'll say that over there, fundamentally, the person with whom you're dealing, the tzad with whom you're dealing, is a tzad that's barachi of engaged in masamat neshavua. But the Chef says one, which is excluded from certain parshas, excluded from parshas of Shomrim, or the chiyuv of Shomrim Pshiyah. The Shavua is excluded. I presume that with regard to Ekdesh, where they said the p'tur is only a p'tur of the chefs and a p'tur of the bailim, so all shavua is excluded. The relationship between hedyot and hekdesh is that the hekdesh has to swear, the hedyot has to swear, that's out of the ballpark. Okay, so what do we have over here? We have a wide range of trying to define the scope of this p'tur that Gemara deals with over here, and what's true with Oshin and Mesuyah. Brought us up with Shem and Rashi, this is proof in Kefil. All these things are mentioned about them in Kefil, due to Oshir Mitzvah. Now the possibility that Kefil is not what's involved. What's involved is Shavua, the full range of Shavua. Third possibility that it's Shavua, but not all Shavuas. Either only the Shavua of Ben Meri Mitzvahs, Doshen Mitzvah is Chatzikli, or the Shavua of Shomrim B'Mamayit, but not more than that. This is part of what I need to understand the Gemara of Doshen Mitzvah. Of course, it has to do with the direction of the whole sugya, and particularly with the question which the Ravid asks. Yes, why do you need two separate klalot matu klal? Va'api shivu katav klalot matu klal b'tchilat ha'parasha ki yitein ishira kesef v'kirim v'anu doshim mishav klalot prat v'zeh ki ishira kesef v'kirim et zafkoe dov talgu for a moment given kakoy, savodim shtos, etc., then not. But then the Gemara is another klal apart to klal at the end, continuing with that parashu, which is dealt with in this sugya more expansively. I'm skipping a pasuk with Seganev. Then pasuk Ches Hakol Vapesha Shor Chemor Sel Sabat Pravidashi Vaki Uzer. I'm skipping with Vashnei Yotim Gishem Shnei Melei. It's not a klal apart to klal. Kol Vapesha the klal. Hashem Ki Uzer is also klal in between. And this part of Shechem Berseid Salma, which we try to see what we're talking about. But we need both. I've asked himself some of this question. He says, as if we had only for the first club, we would have said that Ma'prav Udoshin Abalechayim, Gorel Koshir Abalechayim, Klal Shini, we learned Kol Dava. Alright, there you go, I have to explain this. Because the answer is very clear. We need to Klal apart to Klals. First Pasuk and the last one, they relate to different areas of Allah. This is the parasha of Shomrim. Of course, Avraham Shnos Kakoyes, Amufti Mishomrim. Mimufti Shomrim, not to get the Shavua, we got the Shomrim. Before you get the Shavua and Shomrim, we have to deal with the question of Chiyuv Shomrim. What if it's stolen? And we know that it's stolen by Eidim. Does the Shiva Sacha pay? Doesn't he pay? That is not Shavua. So here we learn that the Adinim of Shamrim, a Mufkif from this quartet, this tri trio anyway, irrespective of the element of Shavua, he didn't look at the Kedem Shmor, the Chalishem, the Shmire, the relationship to Shemir and the Mafkid is with regard to things that are Kesef and Kelim. No, I'm telling you from over. Kitin Yishreyu is Klal, Kesef and Kelim Prat, Nishmer is Klal, all that. There's another point. What if you have a situation of Shavua, which is not Shomer, made him a Mikzis, Eidecha, Chayv Shavua and I. So let's say many mixes. She would use them with the Chazal Darshim many mixes. That's the last klal of Pratu Klal. Then the Chol very, very simple. And ask us, why didn't the Raiv it so clear, so simple, so straightforward? Why didn't the Raiv it give the sense? Give the very circumlocution of the answer and say, tell me what he has over there. Could be the reason that Ivan couldn't give this answer because he didn't think this was correct. Ivan seems to have had doubts as to whether these elements are moved to the Shavuot together. If you'll tell me, but it makes this all argument. But if you begin arguing with me, I'll parry the thrust of your remark and I'll go on to another argument. Apparently thought that was a possibility. Not because there's no Shavua with Gat HaKakoyes, but because there's no Shmira with Gat HaKakoyes, and therefore the Shemichinim has nothing to swear. So Mele, what seems so self-evident to me, based on the general understanding of the other Rishonim, namely the two separate HaKakoyes, as the Baruch Siddur Mishnah, is a Mufkim Shmira and Mufkim Shavua. Mufkim Chiyu Shmira, which is not a Shavua, Mufkim Chiyu Shavua, which is not a Shomrim. That was not available to the Raiv, and therefore he has to say what he has to say. Ramban, it's called Shiva Tzir, it's from it, it's called Shiva Tzir. It says towards the end, V'yesh lefa yedosh shem nusham chasikli, v'yedosh shem eshte kesef, פטור בכל השומרים משבועה. אף לא מייצו כלים למה שאין, היא לא נהיד שתי כסף, דווקא בשלם. בעניין זה אמרו, מה כסף דבר חשוב, כן דבר חשוב. Mius, Rabban says, maybe the Patu Shashemrim, Mila Mimati Mikhuva Shumrim. Less than the Kesef or Chassid Doshem Suyam, so in his head, Ravina Mishari, Hanem Yuti Shua Bechulu, and Rebu and Chi Bechulu. Doshem Suyam said, if you quash the Kesef and other Shuas as well, Less than Shuas Shomrim, see, it's part of more Shavuos with Shomrim, and if it's worth less than Shtekesef, and Shavuos, maybe it makes sense. But the Chiyuv of Kefil applies to all. Vaydi v'chul v'yuti da parashat and Shavuos Kefil v'shtami do l'okti v'pashi yishalim. So he says we got the Kefil. So it came from the Shavua, same tool. Yeah, but we got this particular Pashka, because only Shavua has got the Shomrim. The Shomrim is the Shavua and Kefil is identical. But another point, in other areas, it's different. All right, that's with regard to the first aspect of the Gemara. Well, then it goes on to another Alochi. Gewann wie ich heute ist, gerne bei Weide. Es hat kein Weide, das ist Chayev. Ich hätte schon gekehrt, ja, kann ich schwer machen. But the later on is all discussion about this and the Allah is rejected. But to understand what's involved in it, that's got to be a Veda. So there are two possible elements that have been brought into play here. One is that which I mentioned previously. The Naveda, I said in different contexts without the Rashi, but Naveda control is a more limited control, and therefore it's no kefil. I don't say quite the same shaloi, but it's sort of native shusai. And then it's not a ptuch from Kefil, although it's not a ptuch from Keren, as I developed according to Rashi the same before. That's if you reject Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said to Galba Veda, the Shabbat is from Kefil. So if you don't agree with Allah, we don't pass it in one syllable from the Yuti, so that could be the reason. Or there may be another reason, which has to do with the Sugya later on of Kuvav. Let's take a look over there. Because the way down the Obed, by time for the call of Ed Hashem. It's about Brahman Rabbi Brabe, Kitainish, Enitinat Kanatan Klu, Enishin Tanok Shu Katat Vok Shu Katan, Tanok Shu Katat Vok Shu Gadol Binain, Ulomar, Adelokin Vodra Shneem, Ashden Tinat Yashom Ikecha. Most of the person seems to be cotton from a cotton. So the halach of the shomrim don't apply. Quite kiyitain is not a scene over here. The word kiyitain in Tanakh has two meanings in talking halacha. Sometimes it means to give in the sense of somewhat handing over ownership as a sovereign act of abiding, give a baton in. So it means the place. Today speaks about matan domim. Matan domim is there. It's physically placing. Kidin shvei, well, how does that be understood? Person physically hands over an object, lishmer, or in some sense he transfers the excess authority to do that. So that's the chiddush of this Gemara here, and it's in a skot and klum. So Gemara says, maybe I would have thought this is the only case. It's a skot and klum if at the time that he gave him the bikotin, he was a cotton, and at the time that he was tevei, he was also a cotton. But what about the sashu cotton? The sashu cotton, minayin. Perhaps the aloch is not the way I describe it now, that it's chesoron and a sinah. In creation, created the relationship. The chesoron is that you can't, the cotton can't bring someone to be with tain and bezin. It's tain, it's not tain. There's nobody, he's not a baldover. But if he gave you the pikotin when he was a cotton, and then became a cotton, maybe yes. Well, I'm a, no, I should say to the shavin, shavin kiachat. The ma'ez, but if you say that you don't buy any sinu with aved is all sufficient, so what do you give with the cotton? Let me like aved. This kasha can be understood in two ways. Either the Gemara's kasha was that every case of cotton is a case of aved. There's no one in charge around here. The cotton doesn't understand immediately, smile. So it's as if it's an aved. And once you say that there's a aved, there's going to be a cotton as well. Or the Gemara is saying not tiny that cotton is mammon, it's as if it's over because he can't control it, he can't direct it. But the Gemara is saying by analogy, from the fact that Tanya is going to be aveda is Chayiv, according to the Chayiv Ba'abe, in all the Neshamrim, you see that you don't require him to see it. If someone has a moment in your possession, and you've accepted it willingly, if the wind blows a ball into your court, so according to this, you don't see that, well, you're a Shemachidim, well, I'm of you nothing. But if you've done it, you've accepted it, so then you're Chayiv. So the cotton gave it. So not the cotton's moment is like a veda, but you don't need the element to buy those. That was the Gemara's kashya. So the two was in the Gemara. One day in the Gemara is that in a chinami, that the case of here is where the three when he was a cotton, otherwise twice you got a little. The other is the Rashi stands. Rashi lo domi aveda kasu ben das, or asim kuyach ben das. Case of aveda, so there is a bailin, and the bailin is about das. And it says, well, the Torah was mechayiv to make a shomer aveda, he was doing it mikoychei, on his behalf. And he's a baker in the senior. And aveda, so the tailor put him in loco of the bailiff. The cotton, there's no bailiff to deal with. So there are two possible reasons here as to why you, well, aloch, we said you're part of, either that says the likui in the control of the mammon, so it's not totally his, it's not good of a beseech, if you will. You steal directly from him, it's sort of control. That you don't have. Or because the relationship between the Shemel and the Bailim was established through Nesina. And in Aveda, that relationship doesn't exist. Okay. Now here we have another Ha'ivir, according to Ha'ivir, for another connection. The Rambam, in that same part of the Chizchila, Sunal Rogim Lach Zayin, has as follows. The Mokka listens to Shuri Migash and Shuri Stat Membez. Katan Sheifkid V'yad Gadol, O Shishilo, Reza Gadol Nishva Shurat Ashurim L'Katan. I normally, there's no shuah for cotton, because cotton is no, it's tiny, it's no tiny. So the Rambam says, Uru Abutai is Rimigash. She'in ze nishpa b'shetanat ha-katan. Mishnah Shavuot said in Shavuot Tzadis Kotten. So we didn't debate him. Mishnah said Dachod. So you swear based on the Taina. The Taina is some support. Dachod is support. But Shomrim, you swear the Chatchila Asafik. The Mafki doesn't know anything. He's not at the scene of the accident. ורבותי שאין זה שוות תלת קטן שנוראים שוות תלת קטן שכל השומרי שוות שומרים שמי שכל השומרי שוות תלת שמי דרמבה מספר לא לפיותר by how you generate the שבוע in the absence of tainah but apparently the fact that the cotton is given the object that didn't bother where's the nesinah David says, "Rabbi Yehu, vanu vayim skim mayim, shon nishpa klal. Rakuda esed leshvut rabona. Shen tidat kalat katan klum. Pikadon ein kan, shvua ein kan. Vafilu kavida ino. Kavida timkoach bendat. And here not. Utmar atzmecha. Kula parshet ikar b'shvuat ashurim. Valakom rishpat lekatan." Raymond refers you to the Gemara of Edmukha of Bindas, so that Gemara of Edmukha agrees could be. Raymond is also Machlex in the Gemara, but the Tenta is gone. But Ehabat Shua. But he says in Sin's Cotton, it's not Bikur of Bindas, there's no sin at all. Alright, so this part is Sugi over here. Party studio over there, the question was is Lavaskan. Now, from here the Gemara moves on. The question would pursue to deal with Tigana Vatayat and Tigana Yitzhak Vusuk. So, 2 days of the Gemara, this is a thread which runs through the next stop. So, what's your third Tigana Vatayat and Tigana? One could view this in two different ways. It's what the issue is. One is, of course, simply in terms of understanding the psukim, that I get involved in the question of the relationship. Is there a relationship between God of Tate and Ganav? Is one a manifestation of the other? Is there some root source from which both derive? We don't need to deal with that. We have separate parshas. But of course, the fact that separate parshas could also suggest that they're separate mechaivim or parallel mechaivim. If we assume, however, that it's one parsha deals with it, and it's got both parsha deal with them, in Ghana we learn parsha from Kal Vachema, some of the Magad Shadig Mama has. How would this reflect in some way on how we understand Tate that it's got in relation to Ghana? There are two questions here. One question is possibly the real primary key was Ganev. Tehetan is Ganev is a species of Ganev. You don't break it into the house, but in some other way you surreptitiously maintain possession of the object. You sit there, that it's Ganif, actually it's your, you're the one who's holding on to it. So it's a variety of Ganif. Or we could learn differently. You know, Tainta's got another variety of Ganif. It's an independent Chiyuv. But it's parallel and analogous to the Chiyuv of Ganif. And in both cases, you surreptitiously told us somebody else's woman, but there's a difference between doing it physically, holding on to it, and, or seizing it. I'm thinking if we said earlier in the early shul, if the Ganif Chiyuv's the Maisik Neiva, not just for the result of the Maisik Neiva. So the Maisik Tetanus Ganif, the Maisik Ganif are two different Maisim, and therefore you can't be Mechayv Tetanus Ganif because it's being as it were Ganif. Whereby this will be reflected. So one possibility, of course, is the Gemara, which got at the beginning of the parents of given away near the bottom. But once of the Tetan is Ghana, the Mietle Tetan is over, Ghana, Fagana, my Dolly Shbe, what is the Darshan, Amalok, Bailey, on the face of it, this would be most easily understood. Most of the special ribui suit over Tetan is Ganev. What he wants to be marbe, it's the madom al tavayu. Look at the show sell to the Chob Chavo, I'm sure she does show up with that sell. That's certainly used with Ganif. What does Ganif do? That's Ganif, the Sukhim, which is the Slash of Shermi, Yishleyu, etc. This heat of Yish is Yiginif. If you want to be marbe, chiv tzvich mechiv teten is ganev. Lichure, we would have to in some way subsume teten is ganev from ganev or derive from ganev. So it may be that this is the, once you have separate roshe, ganev ha-ganev, two species of ganev, the ganev which is frontal ganev, the teten is ganev is also. They are equated, but the equation might not necessarily be a classification, not that the Ganif is classified as a species of Ganif, but rather that the Sevroch which applies to Ganif applies to Tetan as Ganif as well. Or do we say more than that, that Tetan as Ganif is himself a variety of Ganif? Here the parrot, with the sound of the internet has got to be cotton, it doesn't explain it. One point, chayvid. We're not doing chayvid today. Relates to this issue. It is with this in context of the Rambam, in fact, based on the sugya that comes out later on, the Rambam says that a person's first shaleach yad and then turn to ganev is part of the kefil, because shikivan shalach v'yad t'chebu kadaw, already became a gazer through the Shtikus Yad, so as if it's his, and therefore he has Kidanik Zeile, and therefore there's no Tretanis Ganev because it's not fully in the control of the Baili. So the Rebbe challenges this, and he says in such a case, Alpha Gabdinasel of Gazal Kanachai Bronson, Kivan the Upato Nafshi. Mino betanas ganav, ganav umshalem kefu. So even though the person of Bidin is chayiv to pay the fonsa, he's like a gazlan. But he tainis that he's ganav to patr himself. So there he's defined as ganav, ganav umshalem kefu. The Rebbe's language is the ganav. This may very well be, but perhaps raise another issue. We said that Tetan's Ganev's Chayiv is a Ganev, but Tetan's Ganev is the left hand of the way of being Ganev. That presumably rests on the premise that if you were mamish to steal, you would certainly be Chayiv Kefal. Chiddush is, even though he's the only steal, the left hand of the way, then he's Chayiv Kefal. Is that so? The Rambam, Pagdal del Chayuch, is Gneve, says, Shomer Shigarab Neshuto, or Shigarab Tale Be'eda Shufkar Etzlo, Vesela Mikis Shufkar Etzlo, Yesh Levedim Chayab Bekefu. Shiva steals part of the, because he takes it to himself, And even though it remains the same Lushus physically, so he's Chayiv, Chayiv Kefil. The Raivad makes a very cryptic Asogi, Zeidu Klum, disagrees. Why is Zeidu Klum? So Raivad Lushus says, Kavanah Tol Omar, Shalom Atzim Kefil Bishomer Utei Tanat Ganav Nishba, Alav Achilo. I'm in Raivid, verilist, whether it's if Shema physically steals, it's Chayiv Kefil or not. Kavasu's no question. Yes, the Raivid says that no. So that's good to the Raivid, assuming Zeno Kulun is that he's Potter, it's difficult to say to him that his Ganav is Chayiv because he's a variety of Ganav. Because if you were Ganav, Mamash, he'd be Potter. So to him that his Ganav can't be Chayiv because he's a Ganav, the Ganav himself is Potter. Perhaps it's not so. Perhaps when we say that Ganav is the Shemer is part of Neve, it's not because inherently the Gavre, given the status of the Shemer, who already is in control of the object, that therefore he's exempt. And now that I said before, that Chiv Kefil depends if you go to Mesaish, that it's totally under his possession of here. So in possession of the Shemo, so therefore it's not in possession of the Ba'alim, and therefore it's no Chiv. No, that's not the Aloch. Aloch is that if you're a Shemo, you don't effectuate the Maisik Neve. The Issa may be evil, the Lav, but the transfer of what is Neve required, so we saw the Mishnah by Interes, you have to make a Kenyan, the transfer of one Rishus to another Rishus. If you do Mishika the Behemoth, the Behemoth died in the course of his, you know, before it leaves the shoes of the Ba'alim, so you're Potter. So if somebody else steals from the Shemer, so that's the Mishnah in the Green of Amavki, the Yisraif Kefil. The Shemer himself, because if that person stays for another shoes, the shoes of the Shemer, vis-a-vis the rest of the world, is the shoes of the Ba'alim. However, if the Shem himself takes, so the stress of his right hand is left, it's not a basic neighbor. So he should be chayef if you could find a chetimtze, how he does a gneve, he'd be chayef a gneve, it's not that he's part of a gavra. Today, then, it's got to be such a chetimtze. Since the verbal gneve to begin with, so the instrumentality of a high degree of verbal expression is usual. So perhaps no raya. I said before that we tend to have a separate chiyuv, a chiyuv of a variety of gneve, should depend on what gneve in shemim gneve itself is chayiv. No, gneve, if gneve itself be potter inherently, so in a chenami there would be raya to have a chayiv. This person is a different. Different species, variety, I should say. But if we say the Shema's part of what the Maisik Navy can't do, then it's got to do what the other fights the Maisik Navy, and therefore you'll be high. But this raises a little bit of an open question as to whether the Tedan's Ganev is to be viewed as being, said, a species of Ganev, affects the Navy a different way or not. That person of communion whether he's Chayiv Kefil or not.
It starts at Katan with the Pikadon and the Tina. Isn't it possible that after Takana the Rabbanan that Nakpu taught there's the Mekach and Mekar, but also the Rabbanan have here with the Pikadon?
Could be. I'm speaking of a case of a cotton who's Malve, if I remember correctly. Because Because there will be depends upon the question of the status of Futus, whether it's a separate, specific, narrowly based Takana, whether it be Davanon, he has so near as Alakha God. There's a sugi here. There's less with substantive halachas of Shamun Chiv Ganav, and more with the issues concerning the Afusa, how you work it out. This we won't get involved in fully. Then. And the Gemara needs to loosen the lachdu shul kato l'Iran, kelim kein shekanav, which we'll deal with which next time. Of the baby knas, which is further on the perek, hope to get to that as well. And the very end. Yes, we got to ask the Shkua. So that will be at the bottom. Just the Tetz Erev says, Shkua, you got to also need. It means bad, the question is just, the Tetz dealt with it in a different context. Why does the Tetz got to require a Shkua? Could in two ways. One is it's Chiyuv, it's only in the context of Shkua. Shkua is a Pekodin, why is Shkua? Shkua says, why is Shkua? Or to say, no, that thing's got to be requires a shavua in order to be chayev. He requires a shavua in order to, that should be his ma'asik neiver. It's just chayev of a bikodin, so it's not sufficient. His ma'asik neiver is through the instrumentality of the shavua. If it would be in this context, what you can extend, extrapolate from Tzaytas Ganav to Ganav. If it's aloch in the ma'asik neiver, the shaykhs, the ma'asik neiver of Ganav is one, the ma'asik neiver of Tzaytas Ganav is another. If it's halachic, the chiyuv, that the chiyuv requires a shvua, then it could very well be Ganav as well. So I said, Ve'im Ganav asu shvua, nusik at Atanya, Rav Yaakov, v'shnei mishalim shlo b'shvua. Ad shlo b'shvua, yinam b'shvua, amad loy k'achoya. Ma'ay loy k'achoya. Amar abay loy k'achoy, shnei mishalim b'ganav, loy k'achoy, v'choy, 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 מה תהיה דרס גנב זה עושה ליודי, מה כל שם תראי, גנב זה עושה ליודי לכל שכן. Turns out how he got the object, so of course there's a great violation, a great intrusion on the part of the Ganav, the part of the Tehitan is Ganav. אלו שניים שיהיה דורד החומר גנב לעצמו, למה לי גזיפי לדעת סקו וחיים, סקו וחיים would have led you into thinking that you have to have the same characteristics or the same components with regard to Tain Tanis Ganev, with regard to Ganev, Tain Tanis Ganev, and the Koy Shavua, Kamashan, you don't need it. Then where's Rain, the Mosul Allah, the Gossam, the Wilk, the Tanya, Yodoy, and the Yodi Gachatu, the Rabbi Nain, the Mimositi Mosim Kolmoke. Where it says that Gneva can be effectuated through various other means, not just physically through Yodai, but through Chavir, Gafifa, etc. Where does not specify how does the Chatzah steal? How a person steals, we know. How does the Chatzah steal? Not mentioned. The Gemara B'Metzia Yudim Beis Beis the same Braisa. Rashi says the Gon Chaser Rifir Minayim Shemichsa Shem Nalof Beim Before the Gon Vash Hu Chayav Beim is sauntered into his yard and he locks it. He's Chayav. He prevents Beim from leaving. So this is the Chiyuv that you have over here. Here, for the Kodesh to Rashi, you have an indirect sort of Gneivah and you Chayav. It's preventive. You didn't drive the beam into your yard, prevented its exit. So you're holding it forcibly, as it were, and that through the locked door, that's also a gneiva. Tosfos here levum b'yado mamash go chatzokon shikishav makiyam chatzor shebarabai yisar garo chatzor garo kafifo. But this mentioned this in Mitzidus with Shlich Gavir. What does Tosfos say? That Chayav Chatzor Kafifoi is where he presses the behemoth, he beats it, in order to get it to enter into his chatzor. See, according to Tosfos, with Rashi has a little bit of Mitzidus, would not suffice. That's not fine as a Mitzidus Gavir. But since only negative and preventive, he says to be in some direct involvement that is part of the Maisik Neve, but not the Chatzah. The question which is raised, of course, with regard to this thesis, is based on is a question which arises based on Sugis of Bavasa, and also here. Kedi behemi permitted through Mashiach. Some to Akbar permitted through Mashiach. Most of Mashiach is loud after you pull the behemi, but if you cause it to move, and one example is if you whistle to the behemi and it responds and it comes, that's also Mashiach. Or Kishi Bamakil, you crack the whip of the behemi on the horse's back, and he begins to run. So what's the question?
Maybe Kenyan before it went into his chatzah?
Kishu b'makel, so that itself maybe is the ma'aseh b'shicha. You don't need kagach chatzah v'kafifa. So maybe that halacha doesn't apply to the ganav. Maybe that's halacha with das bailim. But what are you doing against das bailim now? So look at the Gemara, which we already saw, but we didn't see that connection at the time. If I test some base, you see that a person hiding in the yard to the steel behemoths which come by his path. It's a vacuum machal, he takes one of the behemoths, Tavach Umar, Shem Shem Yad Vehei, Amar Ola Moshach, Rav Chista Shekishu B'Makel. Shekishu B'Makel applies to Gaslin as well. We actually didn't want to learn the way the Chatesis does, because it's Gemara. The Chashash Chozam v'shicha, ayin v'gov m'beiz, v'lisa nam v'yik ishua, v'rash v'lish v'kdushin, kisit b'mashicha, etc. We kosit the rash, shtichsin b'fonera. He notes this, but he doesn't even tell us.
Why can we say that? Is it so possible that if your Hikisha Makel in the Rishos of the Bailam, that it's still going to be considered a Kinyan Mashiva? And you know, Hinami walked out
of the Rishos. It's separate than actual Mashiva. Hmm? It's separate than actual Mashiva, but if you transfer from the Rishos of the Bailam to your own Chosu.
Right. So but there's physical contact with the object after it leaves the Rishos of the Bailam.
Not necessarily. You whip the behemoth, the behemoth runs out of where the adjacent property of your neighbor runs to your property. So Rosh Hashanah says that should be a case of Mashiach. You're right, if this happened, it just moves from one part of my neighbor's property to another part of my neighbor's property, it would be part of the Mashiach itself, I'm part of. But here, if it moves from his property to my property, see, what do you dalok of Gali Chesok Afifai, and then you must be a Shkukhs of the Ravere, that the chassid would be kai on your behalf, etc. Your ma'aser b'shira itself is kai. All right, it's a good question. I will stop here. Now I don't know what goes on here. Next week we have vacations, but I presume the weekend we'll stay. We're back in business.
Yeah.
All right, so Mitzvah Shem, the Wednesday night after Simchas Torah at the Shabbat house. We started the morning before Rav Kerkis Shabbat. What we do is learn the Gemara of the Lema Pigid Rav at the Rabbi. Then we'll skip the Gemara I do a missile. I'm Rabbi Loiver, Tabra Sahil. Until we won't get so much deeply involved in sugya of Shinu yet, but do I need to skip the Gemara then in this case? Pay particular attention to the comparison of this sugya here and sugya later on. But in any event, be certain that you fully internalize the Mishnah of Sanhedrin of the Beis in regard to Tashlumin, Kir Mekor, Kir Ashte, Mishnah of Sanhedrin of the Beis. Rest of the Shin over here, all tasted very important. From those who the first Talmud, then they said, one. Some of it out of claims you to make color. She knew it as such, I don't believe we'll deal with next time. If we have time, then I forgot the osis. Skip the part of Shabbat Rosh Hashanah, part from Echid Amidah Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara learned straight over there, but the part of what Shinu will leave. Part of the Yaakov is not also really, but learn until I'm a man, then you skip to I'm a boy. I gotta work hard for us. But he's very nice in you. Alright, I wish everyone Maxi Mateva, if you have some sessions with Hamas, and beyond that, Simchas Achak.